the Mad Men DVD review.
Let's just see if I can get that bed going underneath. There it is. Can you hear that?
Yeah. Hi. Good morning.
Hey, Ben. How you doing, man?
Good morning to everyone.
It's a bit of a sicky time, eh? Like, are you feeling all right?
Yeah. Tell me, why did you pick this dramatic music? I like it.
Oh, I just wanted to pick something that was kind of... I don't really know why, to be honest. Oh, it's Jacqueline Dupre. I don't know. I thought it's the film that you're reviewing is kind of relevant to it. It's getting a bit loud there, though. Hold on a second.
Yes, I am...
Oh, sorry, I'm just going to get that under control. There we go.
Awesome.
So what did you watch, Ben?
I watched the September issue, which is a documentary about Vogue magazine and its editor at the time, Anna Wintour. Honestly, I don't know if she is still the editor. She's been there for a while. This was made in 2009, directed by RJ Cutter. Mm-hmm. And if you don't think a documentary about Vogue magazine kind of has cross appeal... I mean, it's a $300 billion industry, and she is literally, like, the top dog in this kind of, this ecosystem of, like, push and pull and factors and all these kind of commercial and artistic considerations, and she is the one who makes the most important decisions, and that all centers around their most important yearly issue. They come out monthly, but the issue that everyone goes to get is the September issue.
Mm-hmm.
Hence the title, the September issue.
Gotcha.
And this documentary traces the kind of lead up, because they start like 6 months before the September issue comes out, just because of the gravitas of it, how important it is.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to see the kind of creative direction, the many shoots, the many hours of editing, putting pages in, taking them out, and all the slave artists who are toiling away for hours on end, hoping to get Anna's approval. Into the room after she's like been doing her editing and like look at what she didn't like, what's been cut, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually a little upsetting, you know. She's very like...
Is she pretty harsh? Is she just like really, you know, like people, I think, you know, if you're going to be in that position, you've got to have a vision, but to have that sort of vision, you can't afford to compromise.
Well, yes, that is the kind of aurora, the mystery about her.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you've seen The Devil Wears Prada, but the character Meryl Streep plays, the iconic kind of fashion editor, is based off her, down to like a kind of short haircut, dark glasses, is Anna Wintour's look. And she takes the glasses off for most of the movie, I will say.
Oh, okay.
You get figuratively and literally.
Oh, nice. That's a nice little metaphor there for you.
You know, she's not as cold and cruel as Meryl Streep is.
So do you get like a look behind a peek behind the curtain kind of a thing?
You get to see a little bit of her family life and a mm-hmm. bit of her home and just more generally how she works. And she's not entirely... She's certainly very opinionated and, you know, she has to make the decisions. It's literally her job. So she makes those decisions of taking things in and out, and people sometimes disagree. But she's never cruel about it. She's just sometimes a bit cold because it's not necessary to always cozy up and comfort people and be super sweet, you know?
Do you ever get that impression, though, that with the cameras there and everything, that there's an element of... Because that's the reputation, right, is this kind of harshness and, as you said, The Devil Wears Prada, sort of uncompromising vision. In a way, you know, having the cameras there, doesn't that kind of screw up the ecology of the environment?
I mean, it always will. But there's a feeling... The movie gets very comfortable with having cameras around. Mm-hmm. I think all the people And, you know, if you watch the end, you know, you can see that kind of has its fruition and they managed to find their way. Oh, well. I won't say too much.
No spoilers. But
there's no spoilers. It's a little bit of fun, and it shows that the documentary crew is very comfortable in one of the family, you know, mm-hmm. by the end of it. So, I mean, there's always going to be that kind of that discerning factor of this is being caught on film and, you know, that's affecting the process. But I feel like it's mostly unguarded. And these people, like, they all feel so strongly. And I do have to mention the... I think she's... Oh, well, she's basically Anna's number two. She's, like, the second head, you know, mm-hmm. doing a lot of creative
Who's
direction in magazine. Her name is Grace Coddington.
Mm-hmm.
And she is almost the real heart of the documentary, because Anna is still a bit reserved. But Grace is willing to voice her opinion
mm-hmm.
on any decision she doesn't like of Anna's. And she's... an amazingly talented kind of art director. She puts together all these shoots, does it on really short notice. And she is another star, so don't just go to see Anna. So you should go to see Grace Coddington.
Do they have a butt heads? Do they?
They do. No. They've been there. They've both been there for like 20 years, and they've learned to work with each other, but they are big... opinions, big voices, you know, butting up. It's very interesting.
Is it sort of a symbiotic relationship in that they, you know, that you need that tension perhaps to push the creative envelope?
Yeah, exactly. And that kind of is why Anna doesn't always be so nice. She's pushing people, you know. She's like, well, this isn't good enough. Do we have something else in mind? You know, and she's never angry per se, but she's always pushing people to do better.
Well, there you go. The film is the September issue from 2009, documentary about Anna Wintour and getting together the Vogue September issue, which is the big deal issue.
If you get the DVD, there are extra scenes.
Oh, are they worth it?
And stuff. I had to skim through them. Didn't have time to watch all of them. But, you know, if you've seen the movie, you know, you can still get the DVD and get extra content.
There you go. A little bit of extra. I love a good bit of behind the scenes and a good bit of DVD menu jumping. Sometimes I spend more time in the menus than I do watching the films. And is there a commentary track?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Well, that's okay. Points off for that one. The film is a September issue. Do you have we've got one to give away, perhaps? Is that right?
I believe so. I think we do.
Do you have an idea for what people should text in if they'd like to see it? Something fashion-y? Something vogue-y?
Something vogue-y?
Something from the film, perhaps?
What's your spring fashion prediction, I guess?
What? Do you mean in terms of style?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we going to see the cape come back?
Yeah.
Is it going to be a yellow season?
Was the cape ever in?
Et cetera.
If you'd like to win a copy of the September issue, send us a text. Please, please include your BFM card number, because otherwise we can't give it to you. And what your predictions for this season's fashion?
However ridiculous.
However, the more ridiculous, the better, I'd say. Thank you. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you for having me.
I hope you feel a bit better soon.
Yeah, cool. You too.
That was the Madman DVD review.
And it's in colour.